我们先做一个开始的祷告。
Our gracious God and Father, we do thank you and praise you for your goodness to us.
我们蛮有恩典的神呢和我们的天父，我们感谢你对我们的恩赐。
You not only provided your son and gave him to the world, but you gave him to the cross to be the sacrifice for our sins.
你不仅把你的独生子赐给了我们，让他来到地上，而且你甚至把他舍了在十字架上，做了我们的祭物。
By that one great sacrifice, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
因为他这一次的献祭啊，是那所有被他献祭的人都成了完全。
And Lord, as we look at the offerings, as we find them in the book of Leviticus this evening, we pray that, Lord, you would open our understanding.
主啊，今天晚上我们想要学习一下利未记里面讲到的各种祭，希望您能够帮助我们能够理解。
And Lord, we would pray that as we look at these offerings, that we might see that wonderful work that the Lord Jesus has done on your behalf and on the behalf of sinners.
主啊，盼望我们通过学习在利未记里面提到献的这各种祭啊，能够看到主为你以及为我们这些罪人所做的美好的事情。
And so Lord, we pray that you would just give grace and help to each of us tonight as we hear your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
主啊，我们祈求您给我们今天所有听您话语的人恩典和祝福，我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Now, turn with me, if you would, to the book of Leviticus.
请大家跟我一起翻到利未记。
Leviticus, the first chapter.
一章。
Now, in the first 10 chapters of the book of Leviticus, we're given the instructions about the offerings that would be made upon the altar for Israel.
那利未记的前十章呢，都是讲以色列人在这个祭坛上要献的各种祭应该怎么做，是给他们这样操作的指示。
Now, there were five offerings that were divided into two main types of offerings.
那有五种祭呢，我们把它分成两大类。
The first three, the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the peace offering, they are called sweet savor offerings.
那前三种祭呢，就是燔祭、祝祭和平安祭啊，我们称为它馨香的火祭。
That is, they were fragrant because they set forth Christ's willingly devotedness to God's will.
他们之所以叫馨香的祭呢，是因为他们所代表的呢，所预表的呢是耶稣他甘心情愿的要顺服神的旨意，执行神的旨意。
The last two, the sweet savor or the sin offering and the trespass offering, they typified what Christ has done to obtain forgiveness for men.
那第四和第五种祭呢，就是赎罪祭和赎愆祭啊，它预表的是主耶稣替这个罪人所做的这个赎罪的工作。
Now, all these five offerings, they all speak of the perfect work of the Lord Jesus Christ for God and for man.
那这五种祭呢，它所表述的都是主耶稣他做的完美的工作，既是为神做的，也是为人做的。
Now, before we look at the individual offerings, I'd like to notice two things.
我们在看这个献祭之前呢，我们先看两个点。
First of all, we read that In Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1, we read that, "Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of meeting."
我们先看利未记的一章一节，耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说。
Now previously, he had spoken to them from Mount Sinai.
那在此之前呢，耶和华是从西乃山上对他们说话。
Turn back to Exodus chapter 19.
我们现在翻到出埃及记的19章。
And verses 10 and 11.
10和11节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people."
耶和华又对摩西说，你往百姓那里去，叫他们今天明天自洁，又叫他们洗衣服，到第三天要预备好了，因为第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在西乃山上。
Then we read in verse 20, Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain.
我们再看二十节，说到耶和华降临在西乃山顶上。
And then in verse or chapter 20 and verse 1, when he gave the Ten Commandments, it says, "And God spoke all these words, saying."
然后在二十章的第一节就说，神吩咐这一切的话，这都是在西乃山上说的。
So God had given his commandments on the mountain where he came down on the mountain. The people were all gathered around the base of the mountain.And they heard the voice of the Lord on the mountain.
所以神呢颁布这些诫命啊，是他降临在西乃山上所说的话，然后百姓的那个时候是聚集在山脚下来听神说的话。
And it was from there that he gave the people his law.
他是在神在西乃山上把律法颁给了他的民。
Now the mountain quaked and there was lightning and thunder on the mountain and loud voices, and the people were afraid and moved back from the mountain. They feared the presence of the Lord.
那时候呢 山呢有地震，然后有雷声，有闪电，然后有很大的声音，百姓呢特别害怕，他们就退后，离开这个神所在的这个西乃山，要退后。
But they all heard the voice of the Lord.
但是他们都听见了神的声音。
And the Lord had come down in the midst of his people.
神那时候的确是降临在了他的民中间。
He had redeemed them out of Egypt. He had freed them from the bondage of the Egyptians. And he had brought them to himself.
那神呢已经把他们从埃及救出来了。已经把他们从奴役的状态下释放出来了，把他们带到旷野，成了他自己的民。
And now he gives them his covenant, and he tells them exactly what the terms of that covenant is, that he would remain among them as long as they obeyed his covenant.
然后呢神就跟他们立约了，而且这个立约的条件是只要他们遵守严格的遵守这个约里的这个规定呢，神就一直会与他们同在。
But then sadly, within 40 days, the people, they, as Moses went back up the mountain, and they wondered where he had gone, they built themselves a golden calf,They broke the very first commandment that God had given them.
但是很遗憾啊，就是在四十天之内啊，当摩西从西乃山下来的时候，他们就自己住了就发现以色列人已经住了一个金牛犊，他们已经违反了第一条的十诫里的第一条的诫命。
Now, because he had broken, or because they had broken his commandments, God was going to destroy the people.
那因为呢，他们已经违反了十诫，所以神就要毁灭他们了。
But we know about Moses intercedes and pleads with the Lord, and through his intercession, God relents from the purpose that he was going to do, and he then proposes something different.
那我们都知道后来是因为摩西在替百姓代求啊，因着他的代求和做的这个中保呢，那神就不降下按照他原来那个旨意呢去毁灭人了，但是他现在提出了一个新的方案。
And so the big question now that arises is, how can Israel, who had broken God's laws, how could they approach unto God and maintain their fellowship with him because they were sinned, they had sinned?
那现在有一个很大的问题，就是既然以色列人已经违反了十诫啊，那他们现在怎么能够去靠近这个神呢？他们怎么能够去维持他们跟神的这个团契相交的关系呢？
So God, then his plan is that he would institute a priesthood, a tabernacle, a priesthood and offerings so that he could dwell among his people.
那现在神的计划呢，就是他要建立一个祭司的制度，以及建立一个献祭的体系啊，让神能够住在他的民众。
He could no longer dwell immediately among the people.
那他现在已经不能直接住在民众了。
And so he instructs Moses to build a sanctuary.
所以呢，他就命令摩西呢，建了一个帐幕。
Exodus 25.
就是出埃及记的二十五章
，and verse 8
第八节
，he says, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them."
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
And in chapter 40, Exodus chapter 40, verse 33 and 34.
然后在出埃及记的四十章的33节。
Exodus chapter 40 verses 33 and 34.
和34节。
And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and he hung up the screen of the court, so Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
So then when we turn our page to the book of Leviticus and we read in the first verse, we find that God now is in a new position in Israel.
好，然后接着我们翻过来就到了利未记的一章一节，这时我们就可以看到现在神呢是站在了一个新的位置上。
It says, Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of meeting.
所以耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说。
He had spoken directly from the mountain, but they had failed. And now he must withdraw himself, and the only way to approach him now would be through the tabernacle, the priesthood, and the offerings.
那本来在西乃山上的神是直接对以色列民说话的，但是因为他们失败了，犯罪了，所以现在神呢就退回来了。现在他们要再接近神呢，只能通过帐幕，通过祭祀制度和献祭了。
It was really a new position that he took in grace.
这是神在恩典里啊，他取得站的一个新的位置。
In the tabernacle, he could still dwell among them, but be separated from them.
在帐幕里面呢，神在帐幕里依然可以跟以色列民在一起，但是呢，却和他们保持一定的距离，是和他们分别开来的。
Now, in the tabernacle, as you know, there was, first of all, there was the courtyard. You had to come in through the door of the courtyard.
那这个帐幕的结构呢，大家都知道。那首先呢，你要从门里进来呢，进到院子里。
And immediately in front of the door of the courtyard, there was the altar of burnt offering of sacrifice.
然后你进了门呢，到院子里的第一件东西，你看到的就是那个献祭的那个祭坛。
And then there was the between the altar and the door of the tabernacle itself, there was the laver, the place where the priests could wash their hands and feet.
嗯，然后在这个祭坛呢和这个圣所的门中间呢，就是那个洗濯盆，就是祭司在那里洗他们的手和脚的地方。
So the people couldn't enter into the tabernacle, only the priesthood consecrated to this by God himself.
嗯，那普通人是不能进这个圣所的，只有祭司是分别为圣被神高抹的祭司，他才能够进到这个圣所里去服侍。
The tabernacle was divided into two. There was the holy place that had the table of showbread. It had the altar of incense and it had the lampstand.
嗯，所以那个帐幕呢是分两部分，前面一部分呢叫圣所，里面呢有七灯台，有陈设饼桌，还有那个香炉。
And separated by a thick veil,There was another compartment called the Holy of Holies.
嗯，然后呢，在被一个厚厚的篮子遮盖的里面呢，是另外一个地方，就是那至圣所。
And it was there that there was the Ark of the Covenant, which contained the Ten Commandments given at Mount Sinai, and it was covered by a mercy seat.
那至圣所里面的安放的是这个约柜，约柜里面放的是神在西乃山上所颁布的十诫。那这个约柜上面的盖的是施恩座。
And it was there that God dwelt above the mercy seat between the two golden cherubim. He dwelt among his people in Israel.
那神呢就是在施恩座之上，在两个用金子锤出来的基洛伯中间，神就在这个地方和以色列民同在。
And the only way of approach now to God for the people was through the priesthood and the sacrifices.、
那在这种情况下呢，唯一能够接近神的方式呢，就是要通过祭司和献祭。
Now, all these articles, they speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the articles of furniture.And the tabernacle speak of Christ.
那整个帐幕以及里面所有的这个家具用具呢，讲述的都是耶稣基督。
And the veil, in particular, it kept the priests out from the very presence of God. And only once a year, on the Day of Atonement.Could the high priest come in and make atonement for himself and for the sins of all the people?
嗯，那特别是那个幔子，那个幔子呢，就是挡住祭司，让祭司不能来到神的那个同在那里的。那只有一年一次，大祭司带着这个赎罪祭啊，为了他自己和为了以色列民赎的罪以后呢，他才能够进来。
And there, above the mercy seat, the blood was sprinkled.And justice was satisfied, and atonement was made, and God in grace could continue to dwell among his people for another year.
所以在每年赎罪日的时候呢，那个大祭司啊，带着这个祭物的血啊，来要把那个血呢弹在这个施恩座上，然后民的这个整个以色列民的罪呢就被遮盖了，神就可以在下一年呢继续跟以色列人在一起了。
Now you and I, brothers and sisters, we can approach to God at any time.
但是你和我弟兄姐妹们，我们随时都可以来到神的面前。
Whereas in those time past, there was the veil that kept the priests out. That veil.For was taken away when Christ offered himself upon the cross.
那在旧约的时候呢，阻挡人呢来到神面前的那个幔子，已经在耶稣把自己献为祭物的时候那一刻呢，就已经除去了。
So, we today, it's our great privilege as priests of God to not only enter by the or into the holy place, but we can come into the most holy place.
所以我们今天啊是有何等大的特权呢？我们是神的祭司啊，我们不仅能够进到圣所，我们还可以直接进到至圣所里。
Turn with me now to Hebrews chapter 10.
嗯，现在翻到希伯来书的十章。
Verses 19 and 20.
19和20节。
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Now, how could the veil be the flesh of the Lord Jesus is a question that many ask.
很多人都问了这样一个问题，这个幔子怎么能够成为这个基督的身体呢？
Well, when the Lord Jesus came the first time, this was God manifest in the flesh.
那当主耶稣基督第一次来到地上的时候呢，他就是道成肉身的神呢，是取了肉身。
He was no longer above the mercy seat in the temple or tabernacle, but God was dwelling in a man walking on the earth.
那时候神就已经不是在施恩座基路伯中间的神了，他是已经取了人的样式行走在人之间的了，人中间的神了。
And there was a thick veil, a veil that nobody understood, none except by faith, that faith could discover the truth. And there were many, believers who believed that he was the Son of God, very God manifest in the flesh.
因为神藏在这个肉身里面，所以这个肉身就像一个很厚的幔子一样，把它藏起来了，就是除非人呢是用信心的眼睛，是不能认出他就是那个真正的这个神的。
Well, when he died upon the cross, the actual veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom.
那他当他死在十字架上的时候呢，那一刻呢，那个圣殿里的这个幔子呢，就从上到下裂成了两半。
That was symbolic of the fact that there's now a new and living way into the very presence of God.
那这就是一个象征啊，象征着现在有了开了一条又新又活的路，让我们能够到神的面前去。
The blood had been sprinkled. God's justice has been satisfied.
那血呢已经弹在世人座上了，神的公义的要求已经得到了满足了。
And now, a sinner can come by the altar of sacrifice and enter into the most holy place.
那现在呢，罪人就可以通过这个祭坛呢，然后直接进到了这个神的面前了。
So the writer to the Hebrews invites us by saying, in verse 19 again, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
所以希伯来书的作者啊，在十章的十九节才邀请我们，他说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血就得以坦然进入至圣所。
So just as the children of Israel had a new position now, God dwelling among them, so we now have God dwelling in us.
正像当年帐幕建起来以后，神呢就用一个新的位置啊住在了以色列民当中一样，那现在呢神也是有一个新的位置在我们中间，他住在我们的心里。
The second thing I'd like to look at is the order of the offerings themselves as we find them in Leviticus.
刚才讲的是这个要强调的第一点啊，第二点呢就是我们来看利未记提到的这各种献祭的这个顺序它是怎么排的。
In Leviticus, the order is first of all the burnt offering, and then the meal offering or the grain offering, and then the peace offering, and then you have the two sin offerings, the sin and trespass offerings.
那在利未记里呢，它第一个记呢是燔祭，然后呢是素祭，然后是平安祭，后面呢是两种跟罪有关的祭，一个赎罪祭，一个是赎愆祭。
And this is given to us in the scriptures from God's perspective.
那这个呢是从神的角度给我们的这个顺序。
But I'm going to reverse the order tonight as we look at these five offerings, because it's meeting our need.
那我今天呢给大家讲这几个祭的时候呢，我要倒过来，先从后往前讲，因为这个是根据我们人的需要来的。
Before we can worship, which the burnt offering typifies, we need to have our sins cleansed. Sin has to be taken care of.
所以当我们要在这个敬拜之前啊，这个敬拜呢是用燔祭来代表的。当我们在献燔祭之前呢，我们得先解决我们罪的问题，先献赎罪祭才行。
Now turn with me to chapter 5, verse 14.
我们翻到利未记的五章十四节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring to the Lord his trespass offering, a ram without blemish from the flocks, etc.
人若在耶和华的14节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，人若在耶和华的圣物上误犯了罪，有了过犯，就要照你所估的，按圣所的舍客勒拿银子，将赎愆祭牲，就是羊群中一只没有残疾的公绵羊，牵到耶和华面前为赎愆祭。
And so the trespass offering, it speaks of sin or a trespass against the Lord. And in chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2, it talks about trespass against for fellow man.
那这里面刚才念的这两节经文说的这个过犯呢，是指得罪神的过犯。然后在六章的一节二节呢，这里面讲的过犯呢，是得罪了人的过犯。
And not only must there be a blood sacrifice given, but restitution must be made.
那这在这两种过犯里面呢，你不仅要献上动物啊，就是要有这个血洒出来，而且呢还要有赔偿。
In other words, there is consequences, for sin.
也就是说呢，这个罪呢是会带来后果的。
So we might think of the trespass offering as the result of sin, or the result of sinful actions, or what the effects are on others, on God and man.
所以我们可以把赎愆祭啊怎么理解呢，就是它是罪行啊带来的结果，就是它对人和神所产生的影响。
When we sin against God, we not only offend his righteousness, but we dishonor him as well, as his creatures.
我们在犯罪得罪神的时候啊，我们不仅就是有损他的公义啊，更是给他带来了这个羞辱，因为我们是他所造的被造物，我们得罪神的时候呢，就使他蒙羞了。
Well, when we are first convicted by the Spirit of God, it's our sins, the acts, the things we have committed against God and man.
所以当圣灵第一次就是让我们知道自己是个罪人，知道自己罪的时候呢，其实是我们是意识到我们得罪人的那个罪了，得罪人所犯下的这个罪行了。
Our consciences are affected. We feel a sense of guilt.
然后我们的良知就起了作用了，我们就感觉有这个罪疚感。
But we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3.
我们读一下哥林多前书的十五章三节。
He says, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures."
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是耶稣照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
How good to know that all those transgressions, those sins that we have committed, we know that Christ has died for the sins. He's, yeah.
所以这里的这个英文大家能看清楚，它这个罪是罪行啊，它是复数的，就是我们知道耶稣为我们所犯的这么多的罪行死了，是多么让我们高兴的事。
And when the Israelite, when he was conscious of his sin, and he brought his sacrifice to the priest, laid his hands on the head of that animal, and it was slain, and it was offered up to God as a trespass offering.
所以那个时候，在旧约的时候，以色列人也是这样。当他意识到自己，犯了罪以后呢，他就带着一个祭物来到祭司那里，然后他把手按在祭物上，承认他的罪，然后把这个祭物杀了，把它献在祭坛上。
And by virtue of the blood of that innocent victim that took his place, God could say, their sins and iniquities I will remember no more forever.
那就是因为他所献上的这个无辜的这个动物的这个血啊，替他的这个赎了这个祭啊，然后神才能够因此说，哦，我就赦免了你的这个罪愆了。
Now, we might look at the trespass offerings,as the fruit of sin.
所以我们可以把这个罪愆祭理解为它是罪的后果。
We'll look in a minute at the sin offering, which is really called, we might think of that as the root of sin.
然后等一会儿我们再看这个赎罪祭的时候呢，我们可以把它这个理解为它是这个罪的根呢。
But what of a Christian? Now, what does it mean for a Christian today?
那这个对于我们今天的基督徒是有什么意义呢？
You have been saved by the blood of Christ. You've been sealed by the Spirit of God. You are one of God's children, but you sin. What then?
那如果你已经是被耶稣基督的血所赎了罪了的，你已经是被圣灵印上印的神的孩子，但是你犯了罪了，那怎么办呢？
That's all taken care of by the trespass offering that Christ offered on the cross.
那就是要靠这个耶稣在十字架上已经献上的这个赎愆祭来解决了。
Now turn to 1 John chapter 1.
那就是约翰一书的一章。
1 John chapter 1 and verse 9.
第九节。
He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
What the Israelite was doing when he brought his trespass offering and he laid his hand on the head of that offering, he was acknowledging that he was a sinner, that he had committed sins.And that offering was accepted for him.
那以色列人献赎愆祭的时候，他怎么做呢？他会带一个祭牲来，他把他手放在这个动物的头上，然后他承认他是一个罪人，他犯了罪了，然后他这个祭物呢就被神接纳了。
So when we become conscious of sin as a Christian, born again of the Spirit of God, when we become conscious of a sin,What we do is we acknowledge that we have sinned and we lay our hands, as it were, on the head of the one who offered himself for our sins.
那我们作为重生得救的基督徒呢，做的其实也是一样的。我们也是当良知告诉我们我们是有罪的话呢，我们在神的面前承认我们的罪，然后把我们的手呢就按在为我们做了祭物为我们所牺牲的主耶稣基督的身上。
And so our responsibility is to acknowledge to God our sins. We come to Christ and we confess our sins and he is faithful and just because he's just because he has paid in full the full penalty for all our sins.
那我们的责任呢就是要承认我们的罪在神面前认我们的罪然后神的工作呢他是 这里说的他是信实的公义的必要赦免我们的罪，他 之所以这样做呢，是公义的，是因为耶稣在十字架上已经付完了全部的代价。
And again, if you look at 1 John chapter 2 in the first verse,
我们再看约翰一书的二章的前两节。
He says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Well, so Christ was our trespass offering. And if we sin, we have that advocate with our Father, who has paid the full price, and we can find forgiveness.
所以主耶稣基督就是我们的赎愆祭啊，当我们犯了罪的时候呢，我们有他作为我们的中保啊，他已经付上我们全部的这个代价了，这个惩罚了，所以父呢就因此可以赦免我们。
Now just as the children of Israel had to offer their sacrifices in order for God to continue to dwell among them, so the Christian must confess his sins if he wants to continue in fellowship with God.
正像旧约的以色列人呢，他如果想要维持跟神的相交的关系的话呢，他一定要不停的献上这个赎愆祭啊。当他认识到自己犯罪了以后，那基督徒今天也是一样的。当我们要维持和主的这个爱的关系的时候呢，我们也要献上我们的赎愆祭，要承认我们的罪的。
So now let's look at the second offering, the sin offering, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
好，我们再看第二个祭啊，就是这个赎罪祭，就是四章的一节和二节，利未记的四章啊，一节了。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord and anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them, if the anointed and then it talks about the priest, the anointed priest."It talks about the whole congregation in verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the ruler in verse 22. Mm-hmm. And then the common people in verse 27. I hope you can, mm-hmm. hope you can keep track of all that, Yan Ling.
Okay, no problem. 在我读一下四章的一节二节。耶和华对摩西说，你小于以色列人说，若有人在耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事上误犯了一件，然后接着呢，他就讲第三节说，这个如果是祭司犯罪，他应该怎么做？十三节讲到是以色列的全会众，就全体他犯了罪怎么做？然后二十二节讲的是官长他犯了罪怎么办？然后二十七节讲的是普通的民他们犯罪该怎么做
？Now what does this sin offering typify for us？
那这个赎罪祭它预表的什么呢
？We as a young Christian, you learn 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 and you find that you're using that verse quite often in confessing your sins to the Lord and having to be cleansed.
如果你是一个年轻的基督徒啊，你会发现你会常常的使用约翰一书一章九节，就到神面前去承认你所犯的罪，然后神就洁净你了。
So later on as a Christian, you realize that you have a painful realization that those sins, they are just branches of a root problem. That is sin in the flesh.
那你做基督徒一段时间了以后呢，你就会痛苦的发现啊，你这些所谓的这个外表行出来的这些罪行啊，不过是你这个里面的这个肉体里面的这个罪的这个根子所结出来的枝子和果子而已。
We sin because there is a sin principle still working in us.
我们犯罪也是因为我们在里面有一个犯罪的本性，它还在发挥作用。
So if a trespass offering was given for the fruit the outworking of sin, the sin offering is the very root It's the sinful nature.
所以如果说罪愆祭啊，它解决的是这个是罪行的问题，罪行呢是这个罪的果子，是罪的外在表现。那罪这个赎罪祭呢，它针对的就是这个我们里面的这个罪性啊。
And so that there's that painful realization that there is within us, as Paul could say, I know that within me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. That's that sin principle.
所以这是一个很痛苦的这个意识到这个问题啊，当你做基督徒久了以后，是就像保罗说的，所以在我里面啊，在我肉体之内毫无良善的，就是有一个罪性在里面。
That's the very root of sin, which will be with us until the day that Christ comes for us and we are changed into his very image, and we'll be freed from that principle of sin once for all.
那这个呢就是这个罪的根了。那这个会一直和我们一直在一起啊，直到主耶稣再来把我们的身体改变成了一个荣耀的身体，那个时候呢我们会完全脱离这个肉体里面的这个罪的这个原则，罪的这个诠释了。
Now Christ is also our sin offering. He not only died for our sins, but he was made sin for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5:21.
那主耶稣基督呢，他也是我们的赎罪祭啊，他不仅为我们的罪行死了，他也为我们的罪死了，他替我们成为了罪，就是哥林多后书的5:21。
2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
那神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So not only was our sins laid upon him, but he was actually made sin for us.
所以不仅是我们的罪行啊，放在了主耶稣基督的身上，而且他替我们就成为了罪。
And his death struck a blow, a mortal blow to that old sin nature that we inherited from Adam.
那他的死呢，是给了这个我们从亚当那里继承下来的这个罪性啊，一个致命的一击。
As Paul states in Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
保罗在罗马书八章三节的是这么讲的。
He condemned sin in the flesh. We'll read that whole verse.
我们把整个经节读一下。
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on an account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
The law, by keeping the law, they could never, ever, we cannot, but through the law, control that old nature.
那我们不能靠着行律法，就是借着律法，我们永远不能控制我们这个犯罪的本性啊。
It's only through dying with Christ.And recognizing his death on our behalf, that we can be free from the law of sin and death.
只有真的和耶稣基督一起死，在死上和耶稣认同，和他连接在一起的时候，我们才能够脱离这个罪性的控制。
So the sin offering, our Lord Jesus Christ was also the sin offering. He not only died for our sins, but he was actually made sin.For us.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他不仅是我们的赎愆祭啊，为我们的罪行而死，他也是我们的赎罪祭，他替我们成为了罪，在十字架上。
Now, having been cleansed and sanctified, the believer now could come into the very presence of God and have fellowship with him.
那现在呢，我们这个罪人呢已经被洁净了，已经称义了，我们现在就能来到神的面前了。
And that's the purpose of the peace offering.
那这就是这个平安祭的目的了。
Again, go back to Leviticus chapter 3.
好，重新回到利未记的三章。
Leviticus chapter 3, verses, we'll read the first five verses, and then a couple of verses in chapter 7.
然后我们先读三章的前五节，然后再等一会儿读七章的几节。
When his offering is a sacrifice of a peace offering, if he offers it of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood all around the altar. Then he shall offer from the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire to the Lord. The fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is on the wood that is on the fire, as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
利未记的三章一到五节，人献供物为平安祭，若是从牛群中献，无论是公的是母的，必用没有残疾的献在耶和华面前。他要按手在供物的头上，宰于会幕门口。亚伦子孙做祭司的，要把血洒在坛的周围，从平安祭中将火祭献给耶和华。你要把盖帐的纸油和帐上所有的纸油，并两个腰子和腰子上的纸油，就是靠腰两旁的纸油与杆上的网子和腰子一概取下。亚伦的子孙要把这些烧在坛的燔祭上，就是在火的柴上，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
Now, the peace offering is also called a thank offering. Chapter 7 and verse 11 and 12.
那这个平安祭呢，又称为感恩祭啊。我们先翻到利未记的七章十一和十二节。
This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mixed with oil and so on.
七章十一节十二节，人献与耶和华平安祭的条例乃是这样，他若为感谢献上，需要用调油的无酵饼和抹油的无酵薄饼，并用油调匀细面做的饼与感谢祭一同献上，等等等等。
And the peace offering or the thanksgiving offering, or as we find in verse 16, a voluntary offering, a free will offering. This was a special kind of offering.
那这个平安祭啊，又叫做感谢祭，或者在七章的十六节啊，可以叫做甘心祭啊，它都是很特别的一种祭物。
I'll give an overview of what the offering was about. To read all the scripture, you can refer to yourself.
那我给大家归纳一下这个祭的意义啊，然后等大家有时间的时候，可以自己把这个全文呢自己的通读一下。
But let's say, a man of Israel, he wants to thank the Lord for a good crop that he had that year, for all his goodness to him and his family.
那比如说一个以色列人呢，他要感谢神在这一年呢给了他很好的庄稼的收成，感谢神对他全家的这个恩赐和祝福。
And so he would bring his sacrifice to the door of the tabernacle, and he would lay his hand on it, and he would kill it. And then, oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
那他呢就会带一个祭物来，然后来到哪呢？来到那个会幕的门口，然后呢把这个手啊按在这个头上，这个供物的头上，然后把它杀了。
And the priest would take some of that blood and sprinkle it, because that's without the shedding of blood, there can be no approach to God at any time, regardless of the sacrifice.
然后呢，这个祭司呢会从这个羊的血里面取出一些呢，撒在这个该撒的地方，因为这个每一个祭物都要撒血的，因为若不撒了血，就不会这个祭物就不会蒙神所悦纳。
And that was the problem with Cain's sacrifice, is that it was a bloodless sacrifice.
那如果没有撒血的祭物，那就是这个该隐所献的那个祭了。
And so when we give thanks, we give thanks through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the sacrifice.
也就是说啊，我们每次向神感恩的时候啊，我们都是借着耶稣基督向神献上这个感恩祭的，因为他为我们献了祭。
And so the certain portions of the fat and the liver was put on the burnt offering, and that was a sweet smelling savor to the Lord himself.
然后呢，这个祭物的一些脂油啊，和这个肝脏腰子啊，他就要把它放在那个燔祭上一起烧了。
Now the priests themselves, they would get a portion of that lamb or sheep, of the sacrifice, and they would eat that in the court of the tabernacle. And the offerer himself could invite his family, and they would then all feast together. The family of the offerer, the priest, and the Lord would all be feasting together.
然后这个祭司呢会拿到这个祭物的一部分呢，然后这个祭司呢也要在这个会幕的这个帐幕的这个院子里面把它吃掉，然后这个献祭的人呢他自己也可以吃，他可以邀请他的家人朋友一起享用，所以这个平安祭呢是神祭司和献祭的人一起共享这个盛宴的。
And so the peace offering it speaks of communion and fellowship with thanksgiving.
所以这个平安祭它代表的是在感恩当中的相交啊和这个团契。
Now turn with me to the New Testament, 1 John again, chapter 1.
我们再翻到新约的约翰一书的第一章。
And verse 3.
第三节。
He says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So the peace offering has elements of when we break bread. And we, in symbol, we feed upon that heavenly man. A God feeds upon him as we feed upon him, the beautiful, person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个平安祭啊就相当于我们现在的这个掰饼啊，就是我们在主的晚餐上呢就是一起享用主的。就像以色列人当时献平安祭的时候，他们一起享受这个祭物一样，我们今天的基督徒呢，就是一起享受主耶稣自己的。
And so there we see the fruitfulness of Christ's devotion to the Father, whereby we can join him at his table.
所以这个呢，表明的是主耶稣顺服父神的旨意以后所结出来的这个可喜的这个成果，就是他可以把我们带到和父与圣子的这个相交当中。
So the peace offering or the thanksgiving offering, it's followed by the grain offering.
那这个平安祭呢或者叫感恩祭呢，它是在这个素祭之后的。
Now turn with me though, back to Leviticus chapter 2.
我们再翻回到利未记的二章。
Verse 1. When anyone offers a grain offering to the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put a frankincense on it, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, one of whom shall take from it his handful of fine flour and oil with all the frankincense, and the priest shall burn it as a memorial on the altar, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering shall be Aaron and his sons. It's most holy of the offerings to the Lord made by fire.
列位记的二章一到三节，若有人献素祭为供物给耶和华，要用细面浇上油，加上乳香，带到亚伦子孙做祭司的那里，祭司就要从细面中取出一把来，并取些油和所有的乳香，然后要把所取的这些作为纪念，烧在坛上，就是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。素祭所剩的要归给亚伦和他的子孙，这是献与耶和华的火祭中为至圣的。
Now this is the only one of the offerings that has no shedding of blood.
这是唯一的在五种祭物里面是不需要洒血的。
When a Christian, knows the joy of sins forgiven and then comes into fellowship with God the Father and the Son and with his people, there is a growing desire to know more about the Lord Jesus himself.
当一个基督徒啊，他享受了这个罪得赦免的这个喜乐，然后他和这个父圣父还有天父和圣子以及属神的民的团契相交当中以后呢，他就会里面升起一个很强烈的越来越强的一个愿望呢，他想要更多的认识主。
And just as Paul could say that his great desire was to know Christ.
就像保罗说的，他说他最大的愿望啊，就是要认识基督。
To come to a closer understanding of his person. And his life.
就是想离就是更近的更近一层的明白主耶稣基督的位格和他的这个工作。
John,
和他的生命。
John in chapter 1 verse 14, the Gospel of John and verse 14.
我们看约翰福音的约翰福音的一章十四节。
The Apostle John, had the advantage with the rest of the disciples to observe that life up close.
那使徒约翰啊，他和其他的使徒一样，他们有这样的荣幸啊，他们可以近距离的观察耶稣基督的生命。
And so he writes in that 14th verse.
所以他在这个一章的十四节就这么写道。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory.The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And as they observed him on a daily basis, maybe more on a minute by minute basis, they observed him very, very, very closely.
所以在约翰和主的朝夕相处啊，甚至不是以天计的，是以分钟计的，这样这个亲密的观察，他们是真的是观察到了主耶稣基督的生命。
And they said we saw his glory.
所以他说我们见过他的荣光啊。
Those moral glories that were displayed in the life of the Lord Jesus, he was full of grace.He was full of truth.
所以在他这个肉身里面呢，就显示出这样的荣光啊，荣耀啊，就是充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
It was the perfections of his manhood in all that he said and did.
在他所有所说的话、所做的事情里面，完美的展现了他的这个完美的人性啊。他作为一个人。
Now this the grain.The grain offering speaks of the manhood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个素祭呢，所代表的呢，就是主耶稣基督的这个人的这一面。
And, it's not his death upon the cross, but his life as it was lived among men.
他这个素祭呢代表的不是他在十字架上的死，而是他活在人群中的那个生命。
In chapter 2 and verse 1, we read that it was fine flour was to be the offering.
我们看这个二章的一节里面讲的这个素祭呢是细面的，要献上的是细面。
The process to obtain fine flour is a lengthy one.
那要取得这个细面呢是一个很长的过程。
It, first of all, it requires the grain to be threshed.
那首先呢要打谷啊，那个谷子要打下来。
That is, must be beaten and the kernel, kernel separated from the chaff by a very violent means of threshing.
所以要用很大的力啊，要把那个谷壳给麦壳给脱掉，就是让那个麦粒啊从那个麦壳里面脱下来。
And then when the grain is exposed, it needs to be ground by an upper and lower millstone.
然后这个脱了壳的这个谷粒呢，要放在上磨石和下磨石之间，要把它磨碎了。
And then that flour that must be sifted until there are no impurities, any lumps or anything unground in it.
然后呢，这个磨出来这个面呢，还要筛，就是细细的筛啊，要把所有的杂质去掉，而且不能结块，完全是那个变成的很细的面。
Now this is a picture of the life of the Lord Jesus.
这个呢是主耶稣基督生命的一个预表，一个图画。
He was in his life, he was subjected to great persecution and threshed, we might say, by the devil, in the wilderness.
所以他呢的生命呢是把自己放在了一个很大的这个逼迫当中啊。他可以说他是被这个撒旦像打鼓一样打过的，在这个旷野的试探当中。
And then all the circumstances of life and the opposition of the religious leaders and the haters of God, he was observed in every kind of circumstance.
然后呢他又经历了一切，就是恨神的这些仇敌的这个反对啊，他们被这些恨他的人和神的敌人呢仔细的观察挑刺儿。
His character was ground and sifted to the finest degree.
所以他的这个性情啊，作为人的性情呢，是就像磨面子筛面子一样的，就被磨过被筛过了。
And the more closely the Lord Jesus is looked at, the finer he appears.
我们越是仔细的看，近距离的看耶稣，你会发现他这个面真的是越细啊。
There's no unevenness in that life.
他在他的生命里完全没有就是不均衡的地方。
Then we have the oil and the frankincense as pictures of the sweet savor of the personality of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And it was burned on the fire and offered up to God as a complete sweet savor offering.
然后这个细面上要浇上油和乳香啊，它分别代表主耶稣基督那个美丽的人就是性情以及这个圣灵，然后他们混在一起呢，就是烧在这个祭坛上，成为馨香的祭啊。
And all was burnt on the altar. His life was offered up to God the Father on the cross.
对，这一切的这个细面和乳香油啊，它都是要全部烧尽了，就代表他的这个完美的这个生命啊，在十字架上全然的献给了父神。
Man could look at that life, but there was no more keen eye to look at that life than his father, who could say,This is my well-beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
我们人呢会愿意去看耶稣，但是我们人看耶稣的这个渴望，这个 强烈的程度啊，绝对没有父神那么强烈啊。然后他说，哦，这是我的儿子啊，我所喜悦的。
So we too, when we view the life of the Lord Jesus, we see no imperfections in him. And we ought to exemplify that same life and offering our lives up to the Father as a sweet smelling savor.
对，我们也是一样，当我们看主耶稣基督的时候呢，我们也看不出他有任何不完美的地方。那作为我们呢，我们应该效法主耶稣基督的这个榜样啊，然后也使我们的生命能够尽量像他那样，效法他的样子，把自己的生命完全的完美的献给主。
Now the burnt offering, the last offering.
最后一个祭呢是燔祭。
It's last in our experience, but first in God's estimation.
但这个是我们生命经历中的最后一步呢，但是它却是神从神的角度他讲的这个第一个祭物。
There's nothing in the burnt offering, to answer for our needs.
这个燔祭啊是不是为了没有任何东西是为了满足我们的需要的。
It's all for the heart of God.
它不是为了完全不是为了满足我们的需要，全是为了满足神的心的。
Leviticus, again, the first chapter.
我们再看利未记的一章。
We'll read, verses 3-9.
我们读三到九节。
If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord. Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. He shall kill the bull before the Lord and the priests, Aaron's sons, and shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into its pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put fire on the altar and lay the wood in order on the fire. Then the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat in order on the wood that is on the fire by the altar. But he shall wash its entrails and its legs with water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
三到九节啊，他的供物若以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。他要在耶和华面前宰公牛，亚伦子孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血洒在会幕门口坛的周围。那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮，把燔祭牲切成筷子。祭司亚伦的子孙要把火放在坛上，把柴摆在火上。亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并脂油摆在坛上火的柴上。但燔祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要把一切全烧在坛上，当作燔祭，献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
So this burnt offering was a voluntary offering. There was no need of the offerer to offer this offering.
所以这燔祭啊，完全是一个甘心献上的这个祭啊，它并没有对这个献祭物的人有任何的要求。
This was not just a thanksgiving offering where we thank God for meeting our needs and blessing us.
就像这个感谢神献上的祭物一样，感谢神满足我们的这个需要，供应我们。
This offering goes beyond that. It's all for the heart of God.
刚才说的不对，它不仅仅是一个感谢祭，它的意义比这个要更多，它是完全是为了神的需要的。
If the peace offering is thanksgiving, then the burnt offering is worship.
那如果说平安祭是为了感恩的话呢，那祭司这个燔祭呢就是敬拜了。
The burnt offering literally means an ascending offering. All going up to God.
那燔祭呢，它是一种上升的祭啊，它全部都是献给到神那里去的。
With a peace offering, the offerer and the priest, they all got a portion to eat.
在平安祭里面呢，就是祭司啊，还有这个献祭的人呢，他的家人亲属，他们都吃到了肉。
But the burnt offering was all for God.
但是燔祭是全部献给神的。
Now, it went up to God from the altar as a sweet smelling savor.
所以它是从祭坛上上升上去的馨香的火祭到神那里去的。
Now, just a thought here to note is that in Leviticus chapter 4 verse 12, we read that the sin offerings were not burnt on the altar.
这里要提一点呢，就是利未记的四章的十二节啊，这里面讲到这个赎罪祭啊，是不能在这个祭坛上烧的。
In verse 12, we read that the whole bull of the sin offering, he shall carry it outside the camp to a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire where the ashes are poured out, it shall be burned.
我们读利未记的四章十二节啊，就是全公牛要搬到营外洁净之地，倒灰之所，用火烧在柴上。
So the sin and trespass offerings, they were not burnt on the altar of burnt offering, as we often think of it.
所以这个赎罪祭、赎愆祭，它不是能在这个烧献燔祭的这个祭坛上烧的。
The blood was shed there and poured out at the base of the altar, but the animal sacrifice was burnt outside the camp, just as the Lord Jesus himself, he went outside the camp and suffered and died outside the city walls of Jerusalem.
所以他虽然这个赎罪祭、赎愆祭的这个祭牲的血啊，是洒在坛那里的，是倒在那个坛脚下的，但是他这个祭物呢，是不能烧在这个祭坛上，是要烧到这个营外的。就像我们主耶稣基督啊，他在死在十字架上的时候，是一定要在耶路撒冷这个城墙之外的地方的。
Now the primary thought of the burnt offering is Christ offering himself up to God, not for sin, but for the Father himself.
所以燔祭最主要的一个象征的意思呢，就预表的意思，就是主耶稣基督啊，把他自己全部献给神，他不是为了罪献上的，而是为了神献上的。
And Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14.
我们读希伯来书的九章十四节。
There we read, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God.
何况耶稣借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洁净你们的心吗？
Certainly he came to die for our sins. But primarily his life was a life of devotion to the will of the Father. He offered himself up to God through the eternal Spirit. It was only and then that God laid your sin and mine upon him.
所以当然他来呢是为了我们的罪来死的，但是他首要的目的呢是把自己全然献给神，是全然的遵行父神的旨意的。就是正是因为他把自己这样的全然的献给神，以至于结果呢就是神把他带他到了十字架上，把他献上。
This is the burnt offering is the expression of complete devotion to the Father's will.
所以燔祭呢是代表主耶稣基督对父神旨意的全然的奉献，全然的献出。
We read of Abraham and Isaac going up the mountain.
我们读过这个亚伯拉罕和以撒他们一起上那个亚摩利山。
And Isaac questions his father Abraham, saying, here's the fire and the wood, where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
那以撒呢就问他的父亲，他说你看这个柴和火都有了，但是那献燔祭的这个羊羔在哪里呢？
And Abraham replies to his son and says, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
然后亚伯拉罕回答他儿子说，他说耶和华自有预备，他会预备献燔祭的羔羊的。
And then you have that lovely phrase, then they went together.
然后我们就读到了这一句美丽的句子，就是他们一起。
The father and the son in obedience, going to the place of sacrifice.
所以这个子啊，他就是顺服了父啊，走到了他献祭的那个地方。
And so the Lord Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done.
所以主耶稣基督才说愿你的旨意而不是我的旨意成就啊，按你的意思不按我的意思。
The Lord Jesus, he was both the offerer, he offered himself, and he was the offering.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他自己既是那个献祭的人，他自己又是那个祭物。
Now practically for us,What's the application for us?
那这个对于我们应该如何应用呢？
The burnt offering, as we mentioned, represents our worship.
我们刚才提到过，这个燔祭呢是代表我们的敬拜。
That is, we gather all that we have in Christ and we put it on the altar and offer it back to God who gave it.
就意味着我们把我们从耶稣基督那里所拥有的一切啊，聚集起来，献在祭坛上，把它都献给神。
That is, we give back to God what is His.
也就是说，我们把神本来是属于神的东西再还给他。
Here, although the blood was shed and there was atonement made, that was just a recognition that as we are sinners, there is atonement in the blood. But that's not, we're not here.To be occupied with our sins and our failures.
所以这个血啊，它做成了一个赎罪祭啊，是当我们认识到我们是个罪人的时候呢，这个耶稣基督的血就替我们代赎了。但是呢，我们在献在敬拜的时候，在献燔祭的时候，是跟罪没有和我们的缺陷没有任何关系的。
We're not even occupied with all the blessings that we have, but we hold up the blesser himself to God.
我们甚至呢不是把我们从神那里得到的这些祝福啊献上感谢的，我们心里也不是想着这些祝福，也不是想着我们的罪，我们是完全把这个主耶稣基督献给神的。
The Lord Jesus himself is the very food of God.
因为耶稣基督自己啊就是神的他的食物。
A little verse in Numbers chapter 28.
我们看一下民数记二十八章的一节经文。
And verse 2.
二节。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel and say to them, My offering, my food,For my offerings made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, you shall be careful to offer to me at their appointed time.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要吩咐以色列人说，献给我的供物啊，就是献给我做馨香火祭的食物，你们要按日期献给我。这里叫食物。
Now, although it's called sweet savor offerings, as though God smells those offerings only,But actually, it is his food. He feeds on that person of Christ himself.
所以虽然他这里提的是馨香的火祭，但是神呢，不仅是闻这个馨香火祭的这个香味啊，而且他自己呢是要以这个食物为食的，就是主耶稣基督他自己的这个人格，他的位格是神的食物。
Worship, it's hard for us to separate worship from thanksgiving.
对我们来说，我们很难把敬拜和感恩分开来。
And so much of what we think is worship is not worship at all.
其实我们很多时候我们说到想到的这个敬拜，其实根本就不是真正的敬拜。
We really don't understand very much of what Christ means to God the Father when we worship.
当我们敬拜的时候，其实我们对于耶稣基督对父神来说到底意味着什么这一点啊，其实所知甚少。
Now, let's look at an interesting verse in Leviticus chapter 7 and verse 8.
我们看一节很有趣的经文，利未记的七章八节。
It says here in verse 8, and the priest who offers anyone's burnt offering, that priest shall have for himself the skin of the burnt offering which he has offered.
就是献燔祭的祭司，无论为谁奉献，要亲自得他所献那燔祭牲的皮。
Now we read earlier about the burnt offering. It was to be skinned. It was to be flayed. That is, it to be separated into its various parts. And it was to be washed. And it was all burnt on the altar except for the skin.
那么前面读到燔祭啊，它是那个祭牲呢，是要脱了皮的，而且要把它切成筷子，就是要把它分割开来的。而且呢，要洗，有些部位要洗，用水洗的，然后要把它全烧掉，只剩了这一张皮，其他的部位全烧掉。
But the priest got the skin.
但是祭司呢，却得到了这张皮。
Now you and I as priests of the Most High God, when we worship, we may not understand, but very little what Christ means to the Father. But we have a little bit, like the skin. That's all we understand.
对，你和我呢都是至高神的祭司啊。就像这个祭司得到一张皮一样的，我们在敬拜的时候，对于耶稣基督，对于父神来说意味着什么？这个对父神的意义来说呢，所知甚少，就仅仅得到了一点皮毛而已，就像得了这张皮一样。
Now the highest occupation that a Christian can be involved in is in real worship of Christ, to giving him up to the Father.
所以基督徒啊，其实能做的至高无上的这个最至高无上的工作是什么呢？就是把耶稣基督啊，用耶稣基督来敬拜神呢，把耶稣献给神。
And we may feel unworthy of such a very high privilege.
我们可能觉得我们做这样至高的这样荣耀的一件事情是不配得的。
But just as the offer of the burnt offering laid his hand upon the head of that offering, let us lay our hands, as it were, on the head of Christ, offering him up to the Father, and our offering will be accepted.
但是正像旧约的以色列人献燔祭牲的时候呢，他把手按在燔祭的生的这个动物的头上一样呢，当我们把主耶稣基督作为敬拜的这个祭物献给神的时候呢，我们也是要把手放在耶稣基督的头上的，把他高举到神的面前。
And in this, I would encourage you, brothers and sisters, that we might enter into real worship, of the one who loved us and gave himself for us.
那弟兄姐妹们，我要鼓励大家，我们这样做呢，就是真正的在敬拜那爱我们为我们而死的那一位了。
So there we have the five offerings.
好，这我们就讲完了这五种祭物，五种祭物。
The sin offering and the trespass offering, they're offerings for man and his need.
对，赎罪祭和赎愆祭呢，都是为人献的祭，是为人的需要献的祭。
They were burnt outside the camp in a separate place.
他们是在营外的一个分开的一个地方呢，把它烧掉的。
Just as the Lord Jesus was crucified outside the camp, and now we take our place outside the camp of this world, and we sacrifice out there, outside the city, as it were.
所以主耶稣基督他当时上十字架的时候也是在耶路撒冷城外的，同样我们也要离开这个世界，也在世界之外地方把我们自己 献上。
But the tabernacle and the priesthood and the offerings, they were only types of the realities in heaven.
嗯，那旧约的不管是帐幕也好，还是祭司制度也好，还是这献祭制度也好呢，他们只是呢天上的食物的预表。
And we have been invited to come boldly into the throne of grace, as it were.
那我们呢是被神邀请，坦然无惧的来到这个神的施恩宝座前。
And to enter into the holiest place, not made with hands, into heaven itself.
邀请我们进到那个至圣所，不是人所造的，而是神所造的那个至圣所里。
And there we can offer up our sweet savor offerings to our God and Father.
嗯，那在那里呢，我们可以献上我们这个，向父神献上我们馨香的火祭了。
Our thanksgiving offerings in fellowship with Him.
那就是其中一种馨香火祭就是平安祭，就是跟他的代表跟他的相交。
Our grain offering, as we view the life of that man, Christ Jesus.
还有就是献上的素祭，就是当我们去仔细审视主耶稣基督那完美的生命的时候。
That life of utter devotion to the Father.
那就是呢，把自己全然献给父的那样的一个生命。
And yes, it's our very high privilege that we can.Worship before the Father.
那最后呢，就是我们最荣幸的，就是我们能够在这个父神的面前敬拜的。
We read in John chapter 4 that the Father seeks such to worship Him.
我们在约翰福音的四章里面读到，神在寻找这样用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人呢。
God seeks sinners to be saved, but He's seeking worshipers among those who are saved.
那神在地上呢寻找救人罪人呢，他要拯救罪人，但是呢他在已经得救的罪人里面呢，他在寻找敬拜他的人。
May our little study tonight be a blessing to some and encourage you in your life and witness for our Lord Jesus.
愿我们今天的学习啊能够鼓励到大家啊，能够在你和主同行的路上能够鼓励到你，对你有帮助。
Now, Mr. Summers, if you wouldclose us off with a word of prayer, please.
好，我们请 Harry 长老做一个结束的祷告。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们要为我们的主耶稣基督感谢你。
And we've learned much about him this evening, from these pictures that we see in the sacrifices.
主，我们今天通过这献祭的预表啊，学到了很多关于主耶稣基督的东西。
And much of which we've heard, we understand and we just marvel at the wonder of our Lord Jesus Christ being so much for us on our behalf.
那很多我们听到的都让我们很惊奇啊，惊奇的是主耶稣基督替我们做了这么多。
And Lord, the fact is that we heard some things this evening.About the Lord Jesus Christ and the offerings that we did not fully understand.
那还有一些呢这些献祭所讲述的主耶稣基督东西呢我们还不明白。
And that's true, Lord. We're a slow people to understand, and you've done a great work.
主啊，这是真的，因为我们都是学得很慢的人，你做了伟大的工作。
But the fact, Lord, is that there is so much in the Lord Jesus Christ that we continue to learn a little bit here and a little bit there, and sometimes a whole lot more here and there, but we still don't understand all the wonderful things that are in the Lord Jesus Christ for us.
事实是关于主耶稣基督的美妙的真理太多了，我们知道的很少，我们只能这里学到一点，那里学到，有的时候呢会学到的多一点，但是我们必须承认还有很多东西我们不明白。
And as we heard this evening, we don't understand all the wonderful things that are in the Lord Jesus Christ for God the Father.
比如说我们今天就不太明白主耶稣基督所做的对于父神到底都意味着什么。
But, we do come this evening from the perspective of worship. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done.
但是我们今天从敬拜的角度会说，主啊，感谢你为我们所做的一切。
We look forward to learning more. We want to thank you for all that we learned this evening. But we acknowledge that we don't know it all yet. We just pray that on the basis of what little we do know, we might, by God's grace, live for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们承认我们知道的很少，但是我们盼望学习到更多。我们感谢今天让我们已经学到了一些，我们还有很多不明白的，但是盼望您能够帮助我们，让我们已经明白的这一点上，我们能够把它活出来，为了您的荣耀。
So help us, Lord, to be all that we should be and to do all that we should do as our Lord Jesus Christ was and did all that pleased the Father.
主啊，要求您帮助我们，让我们能像主耶稣基督所做的那样，让我们能够成为你本想让我们成为的人，让我们能做你想让我们成的所做的事。
But Lord, in the meantime, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you for all that Jesus did for us.
主啊，与此同时，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们颂赞你，我们敬拜你，为了主耶稣基督所为我们所做的一切。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.